This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. Former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has spoken about the bad shape of the economy following her tenure. The former Liberian leader told the BBC that her administration took all the necessary steps to ensure that monies were available through budgetary support from the World Bank and other partners. Madam Sirleaf wants the Central Bank of Liberia to provide a proper explanation on the current financial status of Liberia, stressing that it is not as bad as it is portrayed. According to the Central Bank, the current foreign reserve the WIA's administration has inherited is US$155.1 million. The CBR report for 2017 claimed that about $449 million left the Liberian economy in 12 months into unidentified accounts abroad.
I doubt if they were talking about leaving it from individuals. There's no such thing as unidentified accounts abroad. That's not an acceptable answer. I'm saying that when they make statements, generally, the details must be provided. I'm going to speak to the governor of the Central Bank. He ought to make a statement to explain it. There is no 449. He needs to explain it. And I think there is an explanation for it. Individuals do not have that kind of money.
Former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. As many countries mark Valentine's Day today, the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, is calling on people to end their toxic relationship with single-use plastic and find new love with more environmentally sustainable options. In its Not Me, It's You, a short video for its hashtag Clean Seas campaign, the UN Environment Wing takes a lighter look at the very serious problem of marine litter and urges everyone to give up the use of single-use plastic products such as disposable cutlery, water bottles, food containers and shopping bags. Willem Bewusa reports.
These environmentally unfriendly products ultimately end up in seas and oceans where they endanger fish, birds, turtles and other creatures who mistake it for food or become entangled. Plastic waste has also entered the human food chain with health consequences that are not yet fully understood. In addition to impact on human and animal health, such pollution also hurt local businesses such as tourism, not only in areas where the pollutants originated, but in far away places carried by ocean currents and washing up on tiny Pacific islands and Arctic and Antarctic regions. The UNEP's hashtag Clean Seas campaign aims to turn the tide on plastic by inspiring action from governments, businesses, and individuals on ocean pollution. A simple, conscious switch to glass or metal tumblers or cups or carrying a reusable shopping bag can have a lasting impact on ridding the planet from the menace.
The Liberia Association of Writers is calling on Liberians to get involved with the art of writing. The leadership of the organization said, though the organization is not well known, it is going to be among several priorities to get the organization known across the country. Samuel Dwyer, now president of the Liberia Association of Writers, speaking to journalists at the induction ceremony, promised to assist young Liberians develop their potential of writing skills. Mr. Dwyer said it is about time Liberian writers benefit from the knowledge, talent and skills of writings. According to the newly elected LAW president, a lot needs to be done to revamp the association. Samuel Dwyer said the organization lacks the necessary facilities, such as an office space of their own, computers among others, as an organization. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. A baby girl conjoined with an unresponsive twin has survived after surgeons carried out a successful separation in the northern Nigerian city of Bauchi. Seven surgeons, doctors, and other medical staff worked to part the conjoined twins during a two-hour operation. Officials in the state said the female baby who survived is responding well to treatment. The conjoined twins were born in December last year to a 20-year-old mother in Bauchi State. Reports say one of the twins was born not breathing, necessitating urgent medical help to separate them. The Speaker of the Nigerian House of Representatives, Yakubu Dogara, sponsored the separation of the twins. And Tanzania has burned 5,000 chicks that were illegally imported into the country, the Kenyan newspaper Daily Nation reports. The one-day-old animals were brought into the country through the northern Namanga border. An official in the Ministry of Livestock, Maria Mashingo, told the Daily Nation that the chicks were imported without the necessary documents and that their entry posed a bird flu risk. In November, Tanzania burned 6,400 chicks at the same entry point, angering animal rights groups. That's the Onme Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onme, you can log on to www.onme.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onme2003, or twitter/onme news. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.